In our worldview today, NATO leaders say significant differences remain following a four-hour meeting with senior Russian officials. The two sides met in Brussels to defuse tensions along Russia's border with Ukraine. But NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the discussions did little to narrow their differences. Russia has amassed nearly 100,000 troops along its border with Ukraine, and it's called on NATO to reduce its presence in Eastern Europe. Meanwhile, in Washington, Democratic lawmakers are preparing to unveil a new package of sanctions aimed at punishing Russian President Vladimir Putin if he invades Ukraine. The legislation reportedly calls for sweeping sanctions against Russian military and government officials, as well as financial institutions. Russia has denied any plans it plans to invade. China is suspending additional flights from the U.S. as the country scrambles to control Omicron infections ahead of the Winter Olympics. Six flights from San Francisco and L.A. will be halted later this month after seven passengers tested positive for COVID on a recent flight. That brings the total number of flights operating between China and the U.S. to just 14 a week. China has maintained a zero COVID policy since the pandemic began, drastically reducing international flights to just 2% of pre-pandemic levels. And officials are expected to step up those controls ahead of the Beijing Games in February. In addition to travel from the U.S., China halted six flights from France and Canada on Wednesday. And tennis star Novak Djokovic says an administrative mistake, led to his detention by Australian immigration authorities last week. In an Instagram post, he said was intended to clarify misinformation. Djokovic said his agent mistakenly presented false information about his recent travels in the weeks leading up to his trip. Djokovic also admitted he did not isolate immediately after testing positive for COVID and went ahead with a media interview and photo shoot. The star says he made an error of judgment. A judge reinstated Djokovic's visa earlier this week, allowing him to compete in the Australian Open. The country's border officials are still reviewing documents to determine whether to revoke Djokovic's visa for a second time.